Hey friends, this is Josh and Katie Walters.
We've been married for 22 years, have 7 kids, and are on staff at our local church, run a nonprofit out of Togo, West Africa, and have been to hell and back with each other.
We love connecting with couples who want to keep it real, talk about where they are and what they're going through, but who are also committed to growing and getting to a new place.
Like any family, our days are long and the weeks are busy. A good date night can be hard to come by, whether it's a walk around the neighborhood
or a fancy night out. This podcast will tee up a topic each week to help ensure your conversation is building intimacy. Let's jump in. Here's what I think about you. You want to enjoy your spouse. You want to enjoy your marriage. But a big part of growing older is doing what you have to do, not what you want to do. You've got to work, pay the bills, take the dog to the vet, pick up the kids, drop off the kids, make dinner. The list goes on and on.
While much of life is doing what we have to do, much of living is found in prioritizing what you want, what you need. We found Dating Weekly to be the habit that helps us stay connected, enjoy each other, and continue building on what we have committed to.
A lifelong, abundant marriage. Katie and I talk all day, largely about what we're doing and when. The day is full of details. But oftentimes, the details get the job done, but they don't build intimacy.
Each week on this podcast, we're going to spend a few minutes introducing a question. We're going to let you in on how we've processed it and invite you to go and do the same. Typically, we'll take a few minutes to set you up with a question for your date night. But in this first episode, we want to discuss, why is date night so important? Why date night? And it's really crazy. I love that question because Josh and I, a few years ago, we both sat down and said kind of our top three needs to have the best week possible. And one of mine was date night, and his was not date night.
In fact, not only was mine not date night, but it wasn't on my list. Do you remember my list?
Yeah. It was sex.
Sex and sex. I had sex all three. No, I didn't.
It was sex, basketball, and then house projects.
That's right.
So, and mine was date night. Do you remember what mine was?
I remember date night.
Oh, that's all you remember.
Exercise?
Nope.
Knitting.
You don't remember my top three needs.
Date night. This was a long time ago.
Oh, my goodness.
Date night. Sex.
No.
One were the other two. Tell
mine
me.
Was a date night, a Sabbath with nothing on the calendar.
That's right.
And a clean house.
And a clean house.
Yeah. So those three things made me feel like, okay, we can crush this week. It's going to be a great week.
But that's good.
So I think obviously I should probably start with why date night is so important, since you don't even remember what my top three needs
I
are.
I remember date night.
Much less had date night on your radar. But the truth is, okay, why date night? Is it just because you want to pay money, get dressed up, get out of the house, go to a fancy dinner?
It is definitely not that, because there have been many a date night where we have gotten dressed up, paid for a sitter, and got out only to have an argument.
Yeah, only to fight.
The worst thing you can do,
we say, yeah, is pay to fight.
It's pay to fight on a date night.
That's right. Goodness. No, but why date night? Because the truth is, it doesn't have to be a date night. It can be a date day. It can be time away. But mm-hmm. for me, it is such a felt need to have this moment where we are not mom and dad, teammate, business partner, just in the mundane of life to reconnect, to find intimacy. It's as important to me as actual physical intimacy is important to you. But I think over time, it's become really valuable to you too, because it's pretty impossible for you to know all the complexities of things I'm going through and to have fun with me without that. You know, imagine when you were first dating each other, if you never actually took intentional time to go out and do something fun together, you could never build the relationship.
Yeah. And I remember, it's a little embarrassing to say, but like when we first had that conversation and date night was on your list, I remember we would head into a week and there may be a night where we had a dinner out with a couple at a nice restaurant. And it was
so
like,
many weeks
we
like
just
this.
Got a sitter. We just left the house. It cost a lot of money. We invested in a relationship and we were together without the kids. Like, that feels and sounds like a date night to me.
Oh my gosh. Or if we just had an activity at church, like it's Wednesday night or something.
And we left the house together.
Josh was like, we already had date. I'm like, don't put date night on the chopping block.
I remember
him that all the time.
I remember that language. And it was partly about the budget. Like, it felt like we've already paid a babysitter once this week. Why are we doing it again? Or I used to think anytime we left the house without the kids, even if I was officiating a wedding, like, that's a date because I'm just with you. But in reality, if I'm going to work, if we're going to care for another couple or do something else. And it's not that you can't piggyback a date night. I get for a lot of couples, it can be super difficult with shift work and working nights or weekends or just the pace of life. It can be difficult to get it on the calendar and make it happen. You got to kind of piggyback it on other things. But I think the lesson for me was getting away on a legit date night just gave me time to have conversation with you that if we're in between meetings or driving to some work thing that my mind can't be fully focused on you. And there's something about whether we're in athletic clothes going to walk the bridge, whether we're dressed up going to a concert or a dinner, if I know I'm getting away with you, we're going to get to enjoy each other, make some memories, have some conversation, whether it's about something you've been feeling that you haven't wanted to tell me or something that you would like for us to do in the future that you've been waiting for the right moment to share. You know, there's something about a true date night that allows for a lot more than, you know, the ones where we fit it in the margins.
Yeah. So you had a ton of barriers to date night. Some people listening to this might have also had those. Like when we first got to Seco, so we've been married 22 years. We came here in a season of pain, and we're going to share more about that as the podcast goes on and we give these questions for you. But it was really because of this devastating place where we had to rebuild our marriage. We say we were like standing on rubble. And I remember when we got here and several of our friends would have consistent weekly date nights. And we thought that was crazy.
Yeah.
But like, you're going to have a date night every week.
Yeah. I remember when we moved here and we were talking about this with your parents. I remember the day your mom called and said that they wanted to offer to babysit one night a week for free. And I cried.
Yeah, you did.
I remember where I was driving on 41 when I got the call, just thinking like, we're going to be able to go out every single week, Marie.
I do too.
Because in that season, we had moved here and I was still unemployed. You had a job. But like, man, budget is
a
legit
real barrier,
constraint
for sure.
When you're trying to pursue your spouse and just thinking like, man, scissors are so expensive now. We can't swing that and a meal or that and a movie or that and a fill in the blank.
But now 16 years later from that point, we would both say that it's probably been the most essential tool to continuing intimacy in our marriage.
I would say the flywheel behavior. Like if we have date night each week, it's going to lead to all the other things. Yeah. Great conversation, a great ending.
That's right. Well,
memories together.
Let's be honest about this. It doesn't always lead to great conversation. That's why we're doing this podcast, because some of you might not be great question askers. And so for me, I love questions. Questions lead to intimacy. Yeah. And we would go out on a date and I would ask what I thought was a great question to Josh and he would answer.
And then a few minutes would go by and it would be quiet. And then Katie would say, what about you, Katie?
Katie, what do you think about that question?
Like, of course. That's what I was going to say. Please tell me. How would you?
But the truth is, Josh would tell you, like, he doesn't think of questions all the time.
There have been a few dates where I was so fearful of her thinking that I was boring that I went to the bathroom and Googled questions to ask on a date.
So that's what we want to do this podcast for, so that you have every single week just a very quick podcast you can listen to. It gets you in the right headspace. You're ready to be back to invest in this relationship and to grow to new places of intimacy. So we're going to tee up one question and then we'll answer those questions ourselves so you can kind of hear the raw and the real of how we process it and hope that you can listen to it on the way to your date night so that you can process it as well.
That's right. So just a few minutes this week, you can discuss, why is date night important, or is date night important to you?
That's right. And is this something that we can put in our calendar, we can make as a rhythm of our life that we can invest in? I would tell you, step one, if you have a barrier because of budget, just pray about it. Pray about it. That's what came from my mom saying, hey, I'll give you a date night. Because it's wild how many people you'll find that will say to you like, hey, do you want to trade? Maybe I'll do a date night this week and you could do it for me the next week. Or there's an older couple in your church that all of a sudden says, hey, we'd really love to invest in you in this way. So I would say pray about it if the budget is a barrier. What's another practical tool you could give them?
There's been seasons we swapped with other couples. There was one time we were in a small group and each couple in the group took a night a week where all the couples dropped their kids off. And so it was one miserable night a month, but then you got three date nights over the course of the month. And so, there's a lot of ways to get creative, but at the end of the day, to make it happen at all, you just have to prioritize it.
Yeah, make it a habit and put it on the calendar so that you can protect it. And we look forward to having this podcast with you, asking one question that will help you build intimacy in your marriage.
Let me pray for us. God, we thank you for every couple that joined us here in this first episode of Date Night with the Walters. And I pray that this week, as they talk about their relationship and the priority of dating and how they see it going within their relationship, God, that you would just be present, that it could be a conversation that leads to life, that ultimately leads to many date nights and many more conversations where you show up to strengthen, encourage, and take them to a new place. I pray for the memories that are going to be made, for the adventures that are going to be had, for the moments that are going to be shared together. We know that we have an enemy who comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but we also know that we have a God who loves us, who is for us, and has good in store for us. So I pray that your goodness would come after every couple. God, be present as they date each other. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thanks for joining us, and we look forward to seeing you guys, talking to you next week. Remember, the best is still to come. An abundant marriage is yours for the taking.
To see the show notes, get the questions in your inbox, and follow along with us each week, subscribe at joshandkatiewalters.com.